The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers began increasing water releases to combat rising water levels in Lake Okeechobee earlier this summer. The past few months have seen record rainfall, and as of this week, water levels are at 16 feet. The water releases are now visible throughout a host of waterways east, west, and south of the lake. Water under the Sanibel Causeway, in the Caloosahatchee, and even near the beach is now brown. Al Durrett, who owns Fishtail Marina on Fort Myers Beach, says this doesn't bode well for his business and the surrounding tourism industry.
I think the hotels and motels and those type of businesses are the people that it's really going to affect. We count on so much business during the rainy season. People come to Florida, hopefully for clean water. And right now we're not experiencing the cleanest water that we could have.
Corps officials say their primary concern right now is to lower the lake levels to make sure the aging Herbert Hoover Dike surrounding it doesn't leak. Officials have warned in the past that a breach of that dike could lead to devastating floods. In a conference call with reporters, Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Greco said the Corps is preparing for persistent heavy rainfall.
We're taking that very seriously and, again, implementing the measures that we can to lower those lake stages, but at the same time, monitor Herbert Hoover Dike to ensure that we provide the maximum safety to those communities surrounding the lake.
However, managing water levels through water releases concerns environmentalists and nearby residents who say it's deteriorating the water quality of estuaries east and west of the lake. Corps Lieutenant Colonel Greco said on the conference call that a lot of the dark water is also from runoff in nearby basins. But Thomas Van Lent, senior scientist at the Everglades Foundation, says the ongoing releases from Lake Okeechobee will eventually pollute the water even more than runoff.
The nutrient contents are nitrogen and phosphorus are much higher than the surrounding basin, especially in nitrogen. So as this becomes more estuarine, we'll start to see the effects of that. So I don't think we've even seen the real onset of the most serious water quality effects.
Van Lent says residents and local businesses can also expect blue-green algal blooms in the future on top of already brown water. In fact, a green bloom is already visible in the Franklin Lock. Van Lent says, unfortunately, there are only long-term solutions to this problem.
We didn't get here overnight, and we're not going to find the solution overnight. It's going to take both fixing the quantity of water and seeing if we can replumb the project to make it function more like the way it did before we built all this infrastructure. And we've got to find ways of cleaning up the water, both that's coming into the lake and the water that's coming from the local basin, from the people who live here.
The state and federal government are spending billions together to restore the historic flow of water south into the Everglades. Once that is completed years from now, water from the lake can flow south instead of into estuaries. Until then, there are water management plans kicking around Capitol Hill that will help the state build reservoirs to store the excess water near Lake Okeechobee. The Florida legislature has also created a select committee on Indian River Lagoon and the Lake Okeechobee Basin. The committee meets August 22nd and will discuss solutions for many of the problems associated with the lake's water levels. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.